Family's Pilot.
G'day and welcome to another episode of Steady Breaths. We're going to do something a bit different today. I've mentioned in a few episodes that mindfulness can be different things to different people, and we've been using box breathing as our technique to sort of help us keep our presence in the present. But there are different ways to achieve that. Like I said, some people have different things that can keep their concentration on the present. That can be a job that we really enjoy or a job that just requires a lot of focus and sort of gets us into that flow state. I have one job that I really look forward to because it helps me become really mindful because I love it so much. That job comes with a confession though. And that confession is I'm not very good at looking after our lawn in the summer. It really gets hit by the heat and the wind, and our re-tick isn't set up properly. We chase around some of the alive stuff with the soaker on the end of the hose, but it ends up dying in the summer, and it's not fun to look at. But having said that, at the end of summer, what happens is it starts to cool down, the rain starts coming in, and then it starts to grow again. But I guess before all that happens, what I like to do is dethatch the lawn. Maybe the lawn enthusiasts might be able to correct me, but how I see it is that the thatch is basically the dead plant matter on the soil, you know, like your dead lawn basically, and it's blocking the soil and stopping anything new from growing. What you can do though is rake it away. And what that means is all that dead stuff is now basically cleaned up and swept away, and the soil's ready to start growing the new stuff. And the green bits that are still there can actually spread out properly. And that is my favorite thing to do because you've basically wiped away all the rubbish and you're basically getting it ready to start brand new. And I love putting a lot of focus and concentration into that. And what I thought we could do is, I'm just about to go and do it, so I thought we could do it together. I might actually walk you through this process. Maybe my mindfulness can sort of be passed on to you vicariously. So if you're thinking of a million things at once, or you're really in a headspace that's a bit scattered right now, why don't you just come and dethatch the lawn with me? So I guess we'll start by, you know, getting into your most comfortable position. You can sit down, lay down, stand up, close your eyes, keep them open. Basically where you're most prepared to listen to this and do this with me. So let's get started. It's a warm, clear day at about 5:30 in the evening. It's still a little bit warm, but the sun's going down. The ground is dry, hard, and prickly under my bare feet. The dead lawn gives the ground a chalky grey colour. It's been baked in the sun with only a little bit of water through the summer. It's time to get ready to grow again. We'll start getting the hose ready. I like to unwrap it first and get all the tangles out of it, stretching it out as far as I can, so the water will pass through it easily. I've got it laying perfectly flat on the lawn. No kinks, no knots. I walk over to the tap and give it a quarter turn. I can hear the water flow through the hose. It reaches the sprayer at the end of the hose and it goes quiet. There's no drips from any of the connections. We're good to go. I set the sprayer to the jet setting. Single stream of water with lots of pressure, and I start spraying on the hard and dry ground. You can see where the water's been sprayed as the ground darkens in colour. It goes from that chalky grey to a rich brown colour. It feels like I'm painting the ground and the hose is my brush. As I walk into these soaked areas, it feels soft underfoot now. It doesn't hurt my feet anymore. It's spongy and cool. I paint the whole lawn with water. It's a rich dark brown as the whole area has been wetted down. It feels like the temperature's dropped. The cold water on the ground has taken the heat out of the air. It's refreshing. The wet ground means there won't be any dust when we start scraping. We'll be able to get all the thatch nice and clean. I'm going to do this in rows, and I start in the back corner and scrape the rake towards me, walking backwards to the opposite side. The thatch starts to build up in front of the rake, rolling into a bigger ball with each scrape. When I reach the end of the row, there's a big ball of thatch, and all the exposed dirt is left in its trail. I then walk back and start a new row, scraping another big ball of thatch and exposing another row of soil. I've scraped the entire lawn and there's nothing dead on the ground, just dirt and soil, ready to grow something new. I grab big handfuls of thatch from the raked up bales and put them into plastic bags. I can fill 5 bags up to the top. They're a little heavy, but I can get them all into the bin with ease, and they're ready for collection tomorrow morning. The ground is so soft now. There's no prickles, there's nothing dead, just soil and potential. When the thatch was scraped away, we also took a bit of that wet soil with us. Since we started, the soil's become dry again. The sun's almost completely set now, and the air's still cool. There's still a little bit of light as we wet the ground one more time. I get the hose and start spraying again. The ground turns an even darker and richer brown than before. I feel the earth get softer and cooler below my feet and watch as the ground darkens and enriches with water. In the summer, the lawn died over many months. It dried up and discoloured day by day. I'd drive past it and remind myself of how much work it would take to undo that. It seemed like too big a task, but in one evening, I was able to repair that same lawn, take away what was dead and give it what it needs to live again. The ground's bare now. It's just mud and dirt, but it's clean. And it's open, ready to take water and sunlight to grow a brand new lawn. I can continue to help it grow now and watch it turn green again in the winter when it rains. Now I can drive past and see potential, growth, a second chance. I turn the tap off and wrap up the hose so there's no kinks, so it's ready to use again. I put the rake away as well, and head back inside to sit down. That's one of my favourite feelings, finishing up one of my favourite jobs, knowing that the grass is going to grow again. So not only does that act as a guided meditation, it is a bit of a lawn tip for you. I would highly recommend if you're in Australia. It's not too hot at this time of year. It's not about to rain just yet. This is a really good time to get out there and just scrape all that stuff off the lawn and get it ready to start growing when the rain comes in the winter. Of course, I'm not a lawn expert, so I might be wrong. Go and do a bit of research if you don't trust me. There might be a better time for your lawn to go and do this, but I find this works really well for me. But I hope you enjoyed that. Maybe we can do some more of these. We've definitely got some more breathing coming up. But if this works, definitely send in your before and after pics to Noise Pilot. I might put one up myself from last year. But thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.